Outside a symphony of sounds, bullfrog dialogue,
posted special language attempts to share some news or a feeling with neighbor across the pond. Then, solo sing of the deepest, truest tone, a chance to hear my own voice in the silence of the air. So when I wrote, you know, I started off to write a poem, but what I ended up with was something about me finding my voice, which I thought was important. And again, came out of all that journal writing. So, anyway, it was the most creative summer of my life, and I was relaxed, and I was happy, and I was in wonderful place. And then August 1st, I went to the doctor with my mother, and she was diagnosed as having pancreatic cancer. And a month later, she was dead. And so, that month of August, you know, after this wonderful, months of June and July, the month of August was probably, on one level, the worst of my life, but I kept writing. I wrote every single day, and I kept writing poems. And so it was Dolores' class and the artist's way that got me to do that, and it really got me through all that. And I was just amazed by it. And I just want to read you a journal entry that I wrote. It was really the last journal entry that I wrote that summer, but I was, when I read it now, I'm amazed at how joyful I felt, in spite of the fact that I was going through something so horrible. So this is August 23rd, 1995. So these things go back 10 years, because I don't like my master's here. Lately, I have trouble writing blank pages. I seem to grab a book rather than a pen. Without a doubt, however, this journal has kept me sane since all this began. Someday I'll be amazed when I read it, I think. I hope I'll go back and revise those poems. I've never written poems before in my life. I think I have some potential there. Doing the morning pages has been valuable to me. I only missed 2 days. This is more writing than I've ever done in my life. Good for me. I'm a reader and a writer. I'm a poet. My poems have promise. Hey, listen to me. That was the last morning pages entry of the summer. My mother died 3 days later. Now what I find amazing is that it sounds so upbeat. I may not have known that my mother would die 3 days later, but I did know that the end was very near. Even so, I express so much joy about my writing in this entry. So anyway, the next year went by, and of course it's always going to come back to summer. But just about a year to the day, I went on a trip to Mexico with a friend of mine. And I went out to Georgia O'Keeffe country. And of course, having been through CCT and literature and the arts, and I feel as if I know more about the visual arts now. I'm certainly not an expert in Georgia O'Keeffe, but I know what to look for. I'm more sensitive to it. So I went out to Abiquiu, this amazing red and orange valley on the southernmost ridge. And I hadn't really written anything through the year, but all of a sudden, I wanted to write again. And so I sat down in a little cafe, and I wrote a poem. And I found again that it was about discovering my voice. And in both cases, it came out of writing. So this is what I wrote. And Georgia O'Keeffe Country is today I found my voice again, lost for a year in packages and trunks and folders on a desk. Thank you, Georgia. You painted poems in my head that splash upon the page with depth and color, not ready yet to hang for passing eyes, but fresh and raw and new. Words trapped for 4 long seasons roam free in the shelter of your canyon, Abiquiu. So again, that idea of finding a voice, which really, you know, began, I think, I mean, I always wanted to find a voice, but I think really the finding of it started in CCT and extended on. So anyway, it was 10 years ago that I finished the CCT program, and I'd like to tell you that I've been writing all kinds of poems since and stories, and I've published all these things, but it didn't really work out that way. But what I mean, I do, especially in the summer, I'll go back to the morning pages, but I know that that's always there for me when I need it. But what I've really taken from the CCT program more than anything is the desire to motivate other adults to find their creativity the way I was motivated by the CCT program, especially Dolores and Amy Greenberg, Greenwald, to, anyway, to come as an adult and feel, you know, not that creative, and then to leave feeling really creative has made me want to inspire other people. And so now I teach writing mostly at Northern Essex Community College, basic writing, on the Lawrence campus with Latino women, mostly, well, men too, Latino students in the evening. And I have to say, by the way, that, you know, when I decided I wanted to be a college teacher of writing, I thought, well, you know, I have an undergrad degree in English, and I have a master's degree in theater, one in critical and creative thinking. I don't have a degree in English, master's degree, and I don't have a degree in rhetoric, so who's going to hire me? Well, everywhere I go, people love the CCT program. I said, oh, tell me about this. And one college I went to, before they ever saw me teach, the department had said, oh, we have a theme-based comp 2 course. Would you do one on the theme of creativity? I said, would I? So anyway, Tish Allen hired me to teach critical thinking. That's a little side note. But anyway, so the CCT, I thought, well, you know, it's going to sound like kind of a nutty degree to some people, but they love it. They absolutely love it. And really, it distinguishes you from other people if you have that degree, because a million people have a master's in English. But anyway, I feel really good now trying, as I work to inspire my own students. And I wanted to read something to you that one of my students wrote, because it makes me feel really good. This is a student named Maria De Jesu, who is an RN from Puerto Rico and a diabetes educator, who has been in this country for many years and a very successful nurse, but has worked in bilingual clinics and gotten by just fine speaking mostly Spanish all the time. Well, recently she got a job in the Lawrence Public Schools and she wants to get her license in Massachusetts. Well, she went to take the test and found that her reading and writing skills weren't up to it. So she was in my class last fall, a lovely, smart, cultured woman, but really needed some work on writing. And so I just wanted to share this with you. This is Maria's essay that says, Conquering the Impossible. In September 2007, I started a basic writing class at Northern Essex Community College with Pat Scannell. When Pat started talking about writing our first essay, my head started spinning, my hands were sweating, and my heart was pounding. I thought, oh my God, I cannot write in English. Why am I taking this class? Then I took a deep breath and said to myself, wait a minute, you can do it. You need to do it. Remember that you need to take the test that's very important to you. I said this to myself, but I could never imagine how this class would change my feelings toward writing in English. Now I understand that sometimes hard work is worth the struggle to achieve success. So she goes on and describes how she had panic attacks, and she called me up, and I encouraged her, and so forth. But I'll just read you the end of it. She says, after all that, when I finished, I was surprised about the amount of words on the paper. I compared my first draft with the last draft. I was in shock. I felt numb. I could not believe that I was the person that wrote that paper. It was a dream come true. It was like having a baby that for 12 hours you're in painful labor where you scream, cry, laugh. Sometimes you feel hot or you feel cold, but when the baby's born, you have this feeling of relaxation with smiles, cries, and laughs of happiness. The baby's perfect. That's how I felt when I gave my paper to my teacher. I felt this enormous feeling of accomplishment. I said to her, I cannot believe I wrote all these pages. She said, Maria, you've done a wonderful job. Congratulations. I walked away from the classroom and almost screamed, Maria, you did it! When I was driving home, I was thinking about my first day in the school and how I felt when the teacher was talking and writing. I realized that now I'm able to write without feeling scared. Now it's easier for me to sit and write. I've learned not to be afraid anymore. Also, I have discovered that writing in English will always be a challenge for me. I feel blessed to have found a teacher who is able to give me the strength to break with my fears of writing. I realize how confident I feel about expressing myself. I'm now on the road toward passing the Part 1 Massachusetts test for educator's licensure, communication, and literature. So anyway, when I think about CCT, I feel good that what my teachers at CCT gave me, I'm now able to give other people, people like like Maria, and to build that confidence in her makes me feel really happy. So I don't know where I'll go from here. I hope that I'll do more writing in the future. Right now I'm doing more teaching than writing. But because of my CCT experience, because of the writing that I did within it, I am more able to help other people. But so that's where I am right now.
Thanks, Pat.